Hi, Gwyneth.
Hi.
Hi. We lost you there for a second.
I'm so sorry. I'm not good with technology.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? But while we got just a few minutes of time here with you, we were just all talking about when you were in the Huey. Will you sing us a song like in Huey Lewis movie there?
You want me to sing you a song?
I love that movie.
The Cruising, yeah.
Yeah, just 10 seconds of a song.
Okay. I'm going to fly away, glad you're going my way. I love it when we're cruising together.
Oh, that's yeah. When you win an Academy Award, which you did for Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Is there a requirement now whenever you're at a function or anything, they say Academy Award winner?
Yes. You know what? Someone asked me this the other day, and I thought, you know, I know how my obituary is going to start. You know, it's like the title that you get, but there are worse titles, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, our listeners are perplexed as to why you named your child Apple. They can't get over it.
It's my husband. I don't know.
You don't, and you're the mother.
He does the name, and I do all the work. What can I say?
By the way, they worked him to death on Saturday Night Live. Did they make him do like four songs?
I know. I was like, wait a minute. When did Saturday Night Live become a Coldplay show? I loved it.
Yeah, you did love it, though, didn't you? Getting the exposure like that, that's fantastic.
It was great.
So probably sold a few records.
Yeah. One or two.
Yeah, and you've done your share of Saturday Night Live.
I have. I've done it a couple times, and I'm sure I'll do it again. It's actually so much fun to do. It's a riot.
I imagine it's got to be crazy, though, when you actually hit the stage at 11:30 and know, okay, there's no turning back now.
I know. It's adrenal. It's like your body's poisoned with adrenaline the next day. It's unbelievable.
And are you self-criticizing yourself, like after you do the stand-up or a bit or something like that, and you know you've got 3-4 minutes of commercials, and you're saying, damn, I could have done that better.
Oh, wait. I'm always self-criticizing myself on to SNL or not.
Oh, but I have to ask you this.
That's strange because actors generally a confident lot.
Yeah.
I have to ask you this because Haney and I have the discussion all the time. If you're making a movie and you have the luxury of the director yelling cut, do the scene again, or the downtime that you have in putting a movie together, and you really don't know how it turns out until the movie hits the theaters, and then you get the reaction, where versus working here in radio or in a live crowd, you're going to get immediate reaction to something. Mm-hmm. What, for you, what do you prefer? There are people that are stand-up comedians that just love the reaction of a live crowd, and others, like myself, you know, let's put out the material and see if you like it. What about yourself? Do you like the live crowd?
I love a live crowd. I mean, I love to do theater. I absolutely love it. And but there's also something really nice about the intimacy of acting with just a camera and a few people around. But I don't do it very much anymore because I'm home with my kids all the time. So, you know, I'd feel lucky to do it, you know, either. I think I'm going to do a play next year in London, which will be really nice, and get back in front of a live audience.
Sure. We've been speaking with Academy Award winner Gwyneth Paltrow.
And of course, it's still strange. I mean, once she's on the phone, it's great talking to her, but it's just strange to think that she's on our show.
And the thing,
I mean, you're so far out of our league, it's just a little unsettling.
That is so not true.
And it is such a pleasure. But I was thinking about it. You said that even in your obituary, it's going to say Academy Award winner. But the thing is, in the obituary, as soon as the word Academy Award winner, they got to have that little R registered in there, too.
It's such an inelegant way to say you're dead with a little copyright mark.
Yeah, a little copyright, registered trademark. Gwyneth, thank you so much for spending
some time. That was great talking to you.
Thanks, guys. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice lady.
And did you hear some of the things coming out of her mouth?
Yeah.
My husband said so.
Yep.
I need to take care of the children.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I knew I liked her.
He works. I take care of the kids.
Yeah.
He came up with the name for our children.
Mm-hmm.
That's a swell girl. That is, oh man, that is.
Yeah, she just ratcheted.
She sang for us?
Yeah, I think I'm going to rent that Huey Lewis movie.
Yeah. Yup.